for the money, do it for the gall of it all. Swing like a back in time and say fuck y'all. You cry and whine, just wanna be stars. All shining over and they say, Dad, can you drop me Pixar? Cause I got blue hair and I'm hella gay. Coming from nowhere, coming from nothing, and I'll beat the motherfucking stuffing out of anyone in this world. Got a transformer, a girl, when it comes to this creative shit. Wanna take me on, better make some movies and I make spit. Make some motherfucking games, I was staying fit for the dames. Like I said a long time ago, I don't stack paper, I spit rhymes, code lines, stack animation frames. Wanna compete with me, you better be a fucking beast. I'm a beast, from the west to the east.
Hey, Professional Weirdo Podcast, I bet you thought it was over. I've been working so hard on Nightmare Puppeteer on my new cinematic performance engine coming to Steam next month. You can look it up, Nightmare Puppeteer. But yeah, I've been working really hard, adding a bunch of features, doing a bunch of shit. And time just flies. And usually in the middle of my workday, I would try to take a break to record this. But the last 2 weeks, work has just been like so nonstop. It's like when I'm working, I'll stop to do this if things are going good. And then I'm like, I just solved something or committed some code that solved some issue or whatever. And then I feel like, okay, I can take 20, 30 minutes to do a podcast. But last 2 weeks have just been like nonstop problems and challenges and none of those breaks. So I didn't do a podcast for whatever long it's been, but anyway, here's another one. This one is called, Don't Play the COVID Card. What does that mean? Well, you know, I'm not around the internet that much because I'm working all the time because I'm a motherfucking professional. But when I do, you know, I kind of go around different places, Reddit, whatever, look around, creative communities, whatever they are on the internet, see what, how people are talking, what they're saying, what they're doing, just to get a kind of glimpse into it. And I've just heard regular people and stuff, you know, I talk to people. And the COVID card is part of something bigger. I mean, like, let's say I saw someone who put out a prototype of their game and they were like, nobody cared about it, no one was waiting for it. And they're like, oh, here's my game, finished 3 weeks late because of COVID, you know, because of this crisis we're in. And it's like, they played the COVID card. They're using it as an excuse to like, oh, because of quote unprecedented times, bitch, when were times ever precedented? You don't fucking know anything ever. Your fucking heart could just stop. A tree could fall on your car at any fucking time. Nothing is totally known. It's just an illusion that, you know, the powers that are controlling you that you look at as your mother or father or God or whatever tries to pretend like everything's under control. But as you learn more about society and these power structures and everything else, you come to realize that nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. And they're just making it up and they're just bullshitting other people. And then the people underneath who don't really understand things or don't know or ignorant just believe that they know what they're doing, but they don't. There are some people somewhere that know what the fuck they're doing. Most people don't. So procrastination. People love procrastination. They love excuses. See, the reason I don't have that many friends, the only friends in real life that I have are people who do shit, who are professionals, who are achieving shit. I don't have any friends in real life who are like, I wanted to do this or I meant to do this, but nope, I just do nothing. Like, nah, I don't want to be around that. And they just kind of find a way that, like, if you're a doer person, if you get shit done, if you don't make excuses for yourself, you're going to clash with the people who do. So hence, what I've done is just weeded those people out. I don't communicate with them. I don't waste any time with them. Of course, I'll try to help them in my way because, like I said, you can say what you want about my work. You can think it's shit or not, whatever. I don't care. It's none of my business. But I get shit done. I've been getting shit done consistently now on the internet for, 15 years, something. You can go look back at all my histories. So I know how to get creative shit done. And of course, I don't take the excuse, well, I don't have $1 million. I'm not rich. I don't have a team. My family didn't put me in a fancy Cal Arts school to learn animation or whatever. I don't have, like, obviously that shit doesn't work on me because I'm a nobody from nowhere, from fucking nothing. And I just learned this shit through first going to libraries and then using the internet. So it doesn't work on me. So when I get around other people and they're like, well, I can't. I'm just like, well, why don't you? Like, they're like, I want to tell a story, make a visual novel. I need to do a Kickstarter to raise $100,000. I'm like, bitch, use BrandPie. It's fucking free. You can use it right now. And then usually they'll pretend I don't exist or something because, you know, I threaten their reality. That's why on the last Daughter album, which is the band I do with my wife, the Atonal Atomic Blues, there's a song on there called Dream Eater. I played pieces of it before on this podcast and talked about it, but it's kind of like I flipped my character because for years and years and years, I've always been trying to empower everyone and like, oh, you can do this, blah, 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 blah. And I've just had a lot of people like I kind of even knew, I thought were friends, whatever, just kind of flip on me because they feel so threatened, especially if I start going into their, quote, their lanes, like the mediums or things they're working in. And then they feel threatened because they're lazy fucks. They know they're not growing and continuing to get better. And they see me coming up behind them. And instead of using it like successful people will use that as motivation and a push to drive further and get better. But lazy, mediocre, unprofessional fucks just want to sit around and not better their skills and just reap the benefits. So then I threaten them because I come up behind them. And instead of going, like I said, well, fuck, let me run faster to stay ahead of this dude. They just sit there and then they want to hate on me. Like, ah, well, you can't do this. You got no, they, you could never do this. Oh, yo. Ah. And it's just weak. It's just that victim, disempowered, fucking weak ass, no spirit, no soul energy. So I don't want it. So I don't. So with the whole COVID thing, the COVID card is like, if you were doing something, I mean, of course, if you lost your job, you don't have any fucking money and you don't have any money to do things you need to pay for, whatever. That's totally different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you just need time, you know, and you have time now to do it and you're not, but you're like, oh, COVID. Well, you know, COVID. It's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. There's no fucking magic virus particles jumping in and covering your keyboard so you can't fucking work if you're doing a computer thing. There's no fucking magic particles who fly against the wind and penetrate walls going into your fucking sketchbook or covering your microphones. You can't do vocals or whatever. You get it, right? And I mean, it's a bigger thing too. This is just one, you know, it's a gigantic fucking excuse handed to everybody. Like, hey, look. Here's a big excuse everyone can use to just be even more mediocre and to do even less and just be lazy fucks who don't do anything but make excuses but fucking waste their lives doing bullshit, tapping on their phones, and then later in life they have regrets. I never did the thing I wanted to. And it's like, well, yeah, you dumb fuck. You had the time and energy and instead you fucking played around your phone or did whatever the fuck you're doing. Like, it's your time. No one's going to come and be like, you know, tell you exactly what to do with your time unless you hire a personal assistant like some rich people do. But then again, it's just a crutch. You need to harness these things internally and have it internal. So like, there's no one telling me to do what I need to do every day. The only thing closest to a thing would be Git Kraken's glow boards, which are the Kanban boards I use to manage my work that's tied into my version control system. But there's no person. And like, you know, I remember way back when I read some, I think it was a Buddhist book, but it was saying, as soon as you use a candle to light a room, you lose the ability to do it yourself. And obviously that's not a literal thing, but if you think about that, you know, as soon as you start using these external things that you can do internally, you're going to lose the ability to do it internally, right? Because you're dependent on this external thing. So if we just go like biological, let's think about men and testosterone, testosterone, steroids, TRT, whatever that shit's popular now. It's like, as soon as you start taking exogenous testosterone, something from an outside source, your body stops producing its testosterone. It's endogenous, I think is the word, but I might be wrong. But in men, your testicles create testosterone and they're like, oh, let me do my best. You know, I got to make testosterone because no one else is doing it for me. Well, the adrenal glands are creating a little bit too, but you know, I'm the main dude, me, balls, got to keep going, produce that testosterone. And then, you know, you go to some wellness clinic and you're like, doctor, I think I have low T. It's like, do you exercise and eat well? No, I fucking play video games all day. Well, it's because you need TRT. And then they stick a needle in your arm and inject, flood your body with all this fucking testosterone. And then your balls are like, oh, what testosterone? That was my job. Whoa, this something just flooded all this testosterone. That takes me like a whole month to make. And you just did it? Well, I guess you don't need any me anymore, human body. I'm retiring. Goodbye. I'm going to shrink to the size of raisins and not work anymore. And then you can't create testosterone internally. Then you're totally dependent on an external source, which equals slavery eventually, equals addiction. You need it. You're dependent. This is a professional weirdo podcast, but I talk a lot about, I did an episode about how when I was into, quote, independent film, I was like, what the fuck? No one's independent. They're all dependent. Please give me $1 million and make my movie and do this and do that. And I can't do anything unless I get the red 8,000 camera and please help me. Please help me. Please. Whereas my thing was just like, well, what do I have? What can I do? All right, let me use the shit I have to do the thing. Independent, right? So independent, professional weirdo. You don't want to be fucking dependent on all this stuff. So with this, even this time, this fucking retarded ass time we're in right now, it's nothing. Like, when you read about people you look up to, artists, fucking inventors, scientists, Nikola Tesla, Beethoven, these are some of my heroes. There were untold things that happened in their times that were just like whatever's happening today or fucking last year, the war on terror. But they probably had real things. These things here are just manufactured. It's all an illusion. And once you, if you were to step out of your consent, your consensus manufacturing device, which is your mobile phone or your television or any of these fucking media channels, if you were to step away from that system, that box, that machine, that rectangle that manufactures a false consensus, you would have a different idea about what reality is. But unfortunately, most people are dependent on them for their dopamine, for their feeling of kinship, for their feeling of connection, blah, 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 blah. So they're all slaves. So sorry. But those great people you look up to went through some shit, right? You don't hear about it because it doesn't fucking matter, because that's life. Shit happens. There's fucking tornadoes. There's plagues. There's famines. There's fucking huge accidents. There's this and that. That's just life. And, you know, ripping on that whole uncertainty thing or whatever bullshit fucking memes they're flooding people's heads with, you know, about everything to pretend like these are unprecedented circumstances, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's another word they use. Yeah, unprecedented. It's like life is fucking always happen and it will always happen. And you just have to do what the fuck you're going to do regardless. You don't stop and wait. You stop and wait, you're going to wait for fucking ever. You're going to be dying. You're going to be on your deathbed because that's how fast time fucking passes. And you'll be like, oh, I shouldn't have waited for the world to tell me it was okay to go. And, you know, I'm mocking it, but I read a book and a bunch of quotes. There was this nurse, I talked about it before, who worked at a hospice, which pretty much no one wants you anymore. So they stick you in a fucking place with a bunch of beds and dope you until you die. But she recorded the regrets of dying people, of older people. And I read some other stuff too. I read a bunch of Buddhist death poems that were really artistic and in a totally different vein than the people dying in the hospices. But important nonetheless, I'd say go read that stuff too. But it was a lot of that. I should have just lived my life. I shouldn't have waited. I shouldn't have waited for permission. And that's what people do. And, you know, I grew up here in California, United States of America, San Jose, California, which I am now. I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I've traveled all over the world, but I'm here where I'm from. And, you know, it's really, really sad for me to see what has become of my fellow Americans. And, you know, people can say, oh, the way I am is sad because I'm so misled because I don't just fucking blindly accept bullshit. But I'm not a slave and I'll never be a slave. And I know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, it's just sad just how fearful and just how people are just, they're, I mean, slave is just the way. It's like, master, can I do this? Master, can I? Tell me what to do, master. They have various masters, but they allow themselves to fucking have all these masters. And you know, your fucking mobile phone is a master. It's your master. You think you're its master. Because I install apps on it and I can unlock it and I have to charge it. But no, it's your master. When people are out on the street walking around with their fucking phone out in front of them, looking in their phone, their phone leading them to where to go, it's fucking pulling them on a leash. It's the thing pulling the leash, not them. You know, you see people with their phones walking their dogs and then I'm like, hey, look, there's a phone walking, you know, walking its dog, and then the person who's the dog is walking their dog, so the dog's fucking third in the chain, but the phone is the master. I'm saying this like figuratively, but if you go into the science behind it and look at what it does to people's brains and their social activity, blah, 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 new generations of people, fucking the reality through their phone is more real than actual physical reality. They value their phone more than themselves. If their phone were to break and they lose it, it's like they're dying, blah, 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 blah. Retarded. So, unfortunate, but I'm not going to use that as an excuse for me. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, everyone's such a slave. I shouldn't do anything either because I'll make them feel bad, you know, those slaves. Or, oh, I should go try to help them, try to help the slaves. It's like, fuck, the slaves will kill me. I'm going to try to help them. Like, we all, you know, when I started, well, when I was a kid, you know, what I would do, I grew up in a neighborhood where I was the, quote, white-looking kid. I'm Spanish, Croatian, Irish, and Scottish, but I was the whitest-looking kid because it was a neighborhood all made up of migrant workers, so there were canneries around. So pretty much the whole neighborhood, all the kids were Mexican. That's who I grew up with. Like, my best friend was Mexican. I got to learn a bunch about that culture and do a bunch of cool shit. But I was an odd kid out, right? I got bullied. I got all that shit that comes along with you being the minority in a majority with kids. Kids are dicks, some of them. But what I did, because I didn't have a bunch of friends and I didn't do this and that, I went to the library. Like, in elementary school, when I was a kid, they took your class, if you're in school, on a trip, and you met the librarian, and she showed you how to look up books and gave you a little paper pamphlet on the Dewey Decimal System, on how to go to the card catalog, how to look for books, how to read books, how to request books, etc. And, you know, let's say in my class there was 30 kids, you know, they took us. I started going to the library. Like, every day, I'd go get a stack of fucking books, and I went through all the books that interested me in that library until I was, like, out of books. Like, you know, I read them all, looked at them all, so then I'd keep getting the same books over and over. I knew the librarian. Her name was Kathy. You know, I'd go in there and ask her, you have books on lizards? Because I was reading mostly about reptiles and amphibians and insects, but some things about building things and other stuff, too. But all those kids had access to the library. We all lived in the same neighborhood. All our fucking families were at the same socioeconomic fucking level. We're all lower middle class. We all had the opportunities to go to the library, but I was the kid who went to the library. I didn't see many other kids in there. I didn't see other kids getting whole stacks of books like me when I went in there. I talked to my other friends, you know, kids that time my age. They weren't going to the library. They were getting books. So it's people's choice. And, you know, when I went to college, same thing at my community college. After class, I wasn't chasing women or doing – not that there's anything wrong with that. But, no, I went to the fucking library, and I read all the books that interested me and all the areas that interest me. When I went to the university, I did the same thing. I was in university for kinesiology, but I fucking was way into filmmaking. So I went and read all the books on filmmaking, on photography, and all the stuff, you know, to have a stack of books. And then so when I got on the internet – I use the internet to learn. We all have the fucking internet. Everybody has it in the palm of their hand because, you know, 99% of Americans over a certain age in the U.S. have phones. So we all have it. Everybody has it. So there's no excuse to be ignorant and not to learn shit. There's no excuse. So that was my very long explanation as why I don't feel about people who are fucking willfully ignorant or stupid. It's like we all have access, you know? So, yeah. You know, the people that get to go to CalArts or fucking Harvard or whatever because their families have money or connections, blah, blah, blah. That's a different class. I couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. You know, so you could be like, well, if I would have got to go to CalArts, then I would have been an animator. It's like, nah, get the fuck out of here. You're just lazy. Because it's about your spirit, your soul, your passion, your drive. That's what it's about. It's not going to the school or getting the tool or fucking whatever. That's what I try to reiterate here. And excuses are fucking, like, I did an episode about talent, how talent is worth it. Excuses are too, so just stop saying them. Stop telling them to yourself. You know you're lying to yourself. You know you can do the thing you want to. You know you're just afraid or fucking whatever else. You're like, well, I can't because just stop it. Like, it's so freeing in life if you just stop it. If you just stop making excuses and fucking face the truth and do the thing. Like, it's that easy. Like, right now, the last thing I have to integrate in a Nightmare Puppeteer. So, you know, Nightmare Puppeteer will be sold on Steam. I integrated all the Steam Workshop stuff, which was really fucking challenging because the code was like written by aliens and there's like no examples. It's really hard, but I got through it. And then now I'm going to integrate Steam Voice. So a part of me is like, oh God, the voice API, how peer-to-peer networking, how am I going to connect that? Like a part of me, of course, wants me to run away and avoid it and do something else. But like, I know it's a thing I need to do now. I need to tackle or whatever. So I'm just going to face the truth. All right, let's get to it. Let's go. I made my coffee, sitting right next to me. When this thing is over, I'm going to go right to it. I could lie and be like, well, you know, COVID. Well, I need to go put a mask on and just worry. I need to go look at the website that has the infection and death numbers and big red fucking numbers to scare me. I need to just like look serious. And I'm saying that because like I go for a walk pretty much every day around right now. It's like almost dark. I just walk around the neighborhood. The other day I was talking to this older dude outside of his senior apartments. He was a human resources manager for some company and then retired and lives over here. But so I was like downsizing. Huh? I was like, did you hire more people or fire people? He's like, fire. And like instantly tell, yelled the fucking guilt of like all the people he fired for the corporation. But anyway, when I do that and I go around, you know, I say hello to people. I try to talk to people just to gauge, just to be something different out here, you know, because nobody does that. It's very cold in Silicon Valley, you know, where these companies are. They're like Facebook, Zucker douche, like, we're just about creating a more open and connected world. And your friends and your you know, about friendship and social and all this. But this is like the most fucking antisocial place in the world. No one makes eye contact. No one will say hello to you. And then when you say hello to them, they're all like, how dare you? I own the world. I'm out here by myself. I'm not in public where there's other human beings around me. It's just me. How dare you fucking pierce my bubble of narcissism and force me to recognize that I am not the only person in the world. But I say hello to them anyway. Even if they, you know, they got AirPods in. Most people have AirPods and they just ignore me when I say it. Whatever, I don't give a shit. Because it's not about them. You know, it's something I want to do. But I see the fear. I see this shit in people where they're just like, it's a crisis. I need to act serious. Like, acting serious and rushing and having a stern look on your face and like, is somehow making your immune system stronger if you really do believe all this shit. And people around you, it's making, you know, it's protecting us. It's like, no, dude, it's not doing anything. If you even got into it, it's probably increasing your cortisol levels, which fucking diminish your immune response, blah, 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 and all this stuff. But anyway, so I know that people, and from what I see online, they're using it as another crutch, another excuse, another, it's windy outside. Oh, I can't. Oh, it's like there's always something. And if you've read the excellent book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, which is like probably the quintessential stop procrastinating, you lazy fuck book. That's where I got a lot of my motivation and stuff for that, made a lot of realizations. One of the main examples in there is about people playing golf and it being windy and a guy hits a ball and he's like, oh damn wind. And then the caddy tells him, well, we all have to play with the wind, don't we? And yeah, there's always something. I mean, look at the fucking seasons, look at nature. It's hot, it's cold, it's windy, it's not. There's a fucking locust plague, there isn't. There's all kinds of these kind of insects one year, there's not any the next year. Shit just changes. That's just the way it is, and it's always been. It's just like us and our mental state and our biology. Sometimes we're really happy and full energy. Other times we're down and we just feel like sitting around. That's just how it is. There isn't anything wrong with you. It's just you got to allow things to breathe. You got to allow things to be natural. It's not fucking – it's not Boolean logic. It's not true, false. It's not integers. It's not 0, 1. It's fucking floats. 1.124. How do you feel right now? 2.271167 0. That's human. That's reality. So, you know, with this fucking, these fake consensus manufacturing machines and agents and all this shit, try to fool you. They try to make you think everything is Boolean logic or fucking integers. It's not. So you're this, you know, if you're afloat, if you don't fit in, you know, to their fucking spaces, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, they force you into them. Well, you're a this and that. Well, no, I'm not. Well, but you look like this zero thing. Well, whatever. I'm an individual. They don't allow you to do that because It's for other reasons, but this podcast is long enough. Don't use the fucking COVID card. Don't use any cards. You know, just think of like inspiring people like Beethoven, the composer, who was a composer. He wrote music, which you listen to, and when you play it, it makes sound, right? Fucking dude went deaf, and then he wrote some of his, what is considered his best music, fucking awesome music, after he was deaf. So it's like, if you're feeling sorry for yourself because COVID or because of this or that, like, all right, this dude made music and went deaf. What the fuck are you doing? You know? I remember seeing a story about a kid. I think the kid was in Israel, actually, and he could only move one finger, right, in his whole body. But the dude was using a trackball to make 3D animations. Like, what do you got, right? Are you trying to make music and you can hear? Well, what the fuck are you doing? Are you trying to do anything and you can move more than one finger? Well, what are you doing? So if you're asking me, professional weirdo, you're coming here listening to this because you want some dissenting opinion, don't pay attention to this bullshit. Whatever happens to the world's going to go on. You are still going to have to live with yourself. You don't get a free pass for what is this going to last, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10, forever? You don't get a pass. When our life comes to end, it's not going to make us feel better to be like, well, but I never did that thing, but, you know, because COVID. No, you're not going to think that. You're going to know the truth. You could have done it. So stop listening to all the fucking dummies that are all afraid and looking serious. Oh, you can't draw right now. It's serious. Get the fuck out of here. You got to live with you in your life. I think if you listen to the Jimi Hendrix song, If Six Was Nine, or is it Axis Bold as Love? If Six Was Nine. And he talks about him having to live his life and not listening to other people. And he says, when it's time for me to die, I'm the one that's going to have to die. So don't. So something about living your own life. Like, I got those CDs when I was a teenager, really influenced me, helped push me off on my path of doing what I want, not what other people tell you to do. So anyway, thanks for listening. I'm going to integrate the Steam Voice API shit right now. I might go for a walk first, not to procrastinate. I just know it helps me if I'm feeling stressed out doing my work. So I'll probably do that and then get to it and do it. And then next month, if you want to, you'll be able to use Nightmare Puppeteer to make the strangest animations in the world. I spent 20 years in the basement learning how to animate so you don't have to. And it's a game that can only be created by a filmmaker. Thanks to my friend Brad for that marketing quote. But yeah, I'm up out of here.
Stop acting like a bitch, calling the cops when dudes outside dancing on flip-flops and they show up and pop pop. I ain't saying I don't wanna be friends, homie, but how can we be when you're afraid to look at me on the street? Yeah, I'm not like you, but America's supposed to be a mix of freaks. I ain't saying fuck the police, I'm just saying that I don't live in peace, cause I'm getting crushed by the rush that doesn't relent. Banks, not tanks, killing my friends while they sleep in tents. I ain't saying fuck everybody, I'm saying look at the streets, they getting hella bloody, while the fancy fucks laugh and play with they money. We got vinegar while they got honey.